Monday, 24th week, Ordinary Time 1. The first reading from the first letter to Timothy, chapter 2, verses 1 to 8. Beloved, first of all, I ask that supplications, prayers, petitions, and thanksgiving be offered for everyone, for kings and for all in authority, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all devotion and dignity. This is good and pleasing to God our Savior, who wills everyone to be saved and to come to knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, there is also one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. These were the testimony at the proper time. For this I was appointed preacher and apostle. I am speaking the truth, I am not lying, teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. It is my wish then that in every place the man should pray, lifting up holy hands without anger or argument. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 7, verses 1 to 10. When Jesus had finished all his words to the people, he entered Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave who was ill and about to die, and he was valuable to him. When he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and save the life of his slave. They approached Jesus and strongly urged him to come, saying, "He deserved to have you do this for him, for he loved our nation, and he built the synagogue for us." And Jesus went with them, but when he was only a short distance from the house, the centurion sent friends to tell him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Therefore, I did not consider myself worthy to come to you, but say the word, and let my servant be healed. For I too am a person subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me, and I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come here,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning, said to the crowd following him, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." When the messenger returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. The duty to pray for all the leaders of the nations. Recent duties in life are not only for themselves, their families, or other reasons, but also for all people to have eternal life. The efficient ways are through prayer, preaching the good news, and a good recent life. Today, reading 1 to highlight this universal duty. In the first reading, Paul insists the duty to pray for leaders of the nation because their wisdom and good life have direct effects on our peace and prosperity. Moreover, all authority in the world comes from Jesus Christ, the mediator between God and man. The prayers of the recent can have an effect that our law would change bad leaders to one who love people and bring peace and prosperity for people. In the gospel, Jesus praised the centurion because of his love for his servant and people, and the special way he expressed his faith in asking Jesus to heal his beloved servant. Jesus also warned those who know and follow God, but their life and expression of faith cannot be compared with this Gentile centurion. Second analysis. First reading. All must pray, intercede, and thank for all people. First, recent have a duty to pray for all people. Paul gives recent a wisdom advice. What we seldom do is to pray for all people, especially for the leader of the nations. Usually when people want to change government, they often think of using pressure or power to destroy their leaders. Not many people think about or praying to God to help them to recognize what is good and right to do. Why does this happen? Because we think the leaders are impossible to change. We quickly forgot what happened to Mr. Gorbachev, the Secretary of the State of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, who terminated the communism in this country in 1991. He's also the cause for breaking down the Berlin Wall, which separated the East and the West of Germany. To many reasons, these events are the results of praying the Holy Rosary which the Blessed Lady promised to them, to avoid the nuclear power war which could destroy all humankind. Why must Christians pray for all the leaders? Paul gives a simple answer, because their wise leading have a direct effect on our life, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, godly and respectful in every way. The deeper reason is that it is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desire all the men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. God does not want the sinner to be destroyed, but wants him to repent and to live. Second, God is the one who changes people. We must remember one very important thing is all authority in the world comes from God. He can give and take away authority, though people knowing or not. This can be robed to the prophet of the Old Testament. The authority changed from Assyria to Babylon Empire, from Babylon to Persia, from Persia to Greece, from Greece to Roman Empire. These changes were foretold by the prophets to demonstrate God's power and authority. He is not only the Lord of Israel, but also the Lord of all nations. In his providence, he can change the heart of Cyrus, the Persian king, a Gentile who never knew him before. Cyrus agreed to set Israel's life free so that they can return to their own country to rebuild the temple Jerusalem. Not only that, but he also helped them with the means to rebuild it. In the New Testament, St. Paul insists, "For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a ransom for all." The testimony to which were born at the proper time. A reason must ascertain that no authority on earth can overcome Christ's authority. He will be victorious over all worldly authority and will put all of them under his feet before he passes his kingdom to God. St. Paul gives an advice to all. "I desire then that in every place the man should pray, lifting holy hands without anger or quarreling." Second, the Gospel. Jesus praised the centurion because of his way of receiving him. First, the good life of the centurion. He is very sensitive to the needs of people, his servant, the Jews, and Jesus. How many masters would like to know the secret of their servants? How many foreign officials would like to know the spiritual needs of their governed people? How many Gentiles care about the uncleanness of a Jew when he enters a Gentile house? Many are also sensitive about the needs of people, but they are the temporal person. They do not act to help people's needs. This centurion did not only recognize the needs, but he also finds a way to help people. He is looking for the best doctor to heal his beloved servant. He helped the Jews to build their synagogue because he loved them. He is finding a way for Jesus not having to contact or to enter his house by sending his Jewish friends and telling Jesus that he needs only to give a command. Second point, the centurion way of expressing his faith. He is not only humble of knowing himself, but he also knows how to pay respect to Jesus by his sincere confession of faith to his Jewish friends. "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Therefore, I did not consider myself worthy to come to you, but say the word, and let my servant be healed. For I too am a person subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, go, and he goes. And to another, come here, and he come. And to my slave, do this, and he does it. When Jesus knows all these, he publicly praises the centurion before all people. I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith. And he healed the servant because of the centurion's faith. Application in life. Be educated and grow up in faith. We are supposed to know how to express our faith in God and to love people more than those who do not believe in God. That, in fact, though people sometimes express their respect to God and love people more than us, we have a duty to pray for all people, especially for those govern our country, so that they know how to govern people in justice and love. We must not imitate the worldly way to condemn, to criticize harshly, and to destroy those who do not share our viewpoints. Amen.